Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.
With their preseason opener against the Broncos coming up Thursday night, the Bears return to the practice field Sunday in Bourbonnais after an off day Saturday. Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. On a windy day here in Bourbonnais Sunday, Brian Urlacher sat out practice for a fourth straight time.
You know, his knee's still a little sore. He has some soreness with it. Hopefully we'll be able to get him back out here before long, but we'll take our time with Brian. We know what he can do.
There was some surprising news here in Bourbonnais Sunday as wide receiver Devin Thomas informed the Bears that he was leaving training camp.
When I found out about it, it surprised him. But you don't want a guy out of here if he's not totally into football and he has a passion to play it. So it's not like I try to talk guys out of it when they've made up their mind.
With Devin Thomas no longer in the picture, second-year wide receiver Dane Sanzenbacher made the most of extra opportunities Sunday in practice.
I mean, I think as many reps as you can get with those guys, the better. I mean, obviously, you want to be out there getting in that rhythm, and it's one thing to be on the field, but, you know, it's different being a different group of receivers, different quarterbacks. So the more you can get out there with that first group and start to get that chemistry going, it helps out.
What's been the most physical Bears training camp in several years, they ended today's practice once again with a live scrimmage featuring their young, unproven players. The Bears will be right back on the practice field at 2:30 p.m. Monday as they prepare for the preseason opener Thursday night against the Denver Broncos. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com and stick with us for complete training camp coverage.
Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.